WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last weekend's death of a pedestrian and a bicyclist who was struck and hospitalized were discussed at last night's College Station City Council meeting.
Assistant City Manager and former Police Chief Jeff Capps says any attempts to improve traffic safety will have to have participation from Texas A&M officials.
They've got the biggest audience they can capture from the students, but we can work with them to try to get that message out.
A representative of A&M student government told the council legislation's been filed endorsing a reduced speed limit on University and Northgate and extending a barrier in the middle of the street. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today is the first full meeting for two new members of the Bryan City Council. Items on the council's workshop agenda includes the results of a study to meet requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act. City engineer Paul Casper is also in charge of the city complying with the ADA.
I was doing some statistics. We had about 90% of the buildings still to go. And some of those that we looked at, high public use buildings, sure. The library, city hall, BTUs.
Casper on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the city budgeted $350,000 for ADA projects this year. That's compared with an estimated need of at least $80 million. The Red Kettles are out and bells are ringing. The Salvation Army is celebrating 125 years of the Red Kettle campaign this year. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says local volunteers are still needed.
We just got started, but we're having a hard time with even getting workers. We got some good volunteers now, but we have a lot of open spots. So the more folks want to come out, we just ask for a two-hour minimum shift. Come out and help the cause and help out their neighbors in need here in the community.
Walker says they've had to pay 80% of their bell ringers last year, which is money that could have gone back to people in need. If you're interested in volunteering, contact the Salvation Army at 979-361-0618. Drunk driving arrests last weekend by College Station police included a Bryan woman accused of causing a three-vehicle wreck Saturday night on Texas near Walton. According to the arrest report, 53-year-old Mary McGee had five prior DWI convictions. The driver of one of the other vehicles, who was 8 months pregnant, was one of two people taken to the hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries. Saturday during the midnight hour, a College Station man is accused of drunk driving when his SUV struck five parked vehicles, then left the scene. Police found the suspect's vehicle in the area of Harvey Mitchell and Southwood Drive. 31-year-old Derek Weber was found in his apartment, taken to the hospital for treatment of a gash to his head, then arrested for DWI and striking three unattended SUVs, a truck, and a car. Brazos County District Court jury was deadlocked whether a Bryan man sexually assaulted a former girlfriend more than 5 years ago. The district attorney's office has not decided whether they will retry Nieves Perez Lucio, who was 21 at the time of his arrest in May 2011. The woman was among those testifying at last week's trial. Local law enforcement is again reminding vehicle owners to keep valuables out of sight. College Station Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says that's after forced entry was made into three vehicles and guns were taken.
The difference in those vehicles, there's some very subtle stickers and things like that that would suggest that they do own a firearm, and at times they can be targeted because of those subtle support stickers and things of gun rights and gun clubs, things like that.
You're also reminded to hide small things like power cords, which Brock says is a cue for thieves that there may be valuables inside. The funeral service for John Hardin Hicks II is scheduled for today at 11 o'clock. During the service, all Bryan broadcasting stations will suspend regular programming for a program of special music in his memory. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 8:09, 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Another look at local news coming up at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Duncan Dining Center for the 32nd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals locally. Donations of food are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Sponsored sponsorship opportunities are also available. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for your neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and the very best time to get a great Chevy deal is now. November is Black Friday all month long, which means that we're giving you even more discounts on our already low everyday prices. Why would we do that? Because we challenge ourselves to give you the best deals in the Brazos Valley. Not just one day, but every day. Come in and see our amazing prices and selection for yourself, or shop us online. We have the best internet pricing, hands down. It's Black Friday all month long at Tom Light Chevrolet, so don't wait to get your deal. You just might miss out on your new Chevy. See why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com.
Considerable cloudiness heads our way today, and the sunshine will gradually give way to cloudy skies. Highs today, 65 to 70 degrees. It's cloudy overnight. Lows will be close to 60. More clouds tomorrow, breezy, with a high of 70 to 75. Cloudy, chance of showers tomorrow night, low 60 to 65. Clouds on Thanksgiving, breezy with the chance of a few showers, highs Thursday close to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hey, go, okay, are you all right now, Kevin? I'm a little concerned about
it. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're doing it on purpose. I believe the quote was, and we're trying to auger Kevin into the ground this morning. You don't care.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mindful stretching.
Mindful stretching. That's exactly right. So anyhow, Leah joins us this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Here's a story. Mishka, the dog, was 3 years old when she vanished from the backyard of owner Paula Graff's home in Ohio. But Paula had an identification microchip implanted under the skin of her little puppy and never gave up hope that she would see her pet again. Last week, 7 years after Mishka vanished, she was reunited with her little puppy. She now lives in Tennessee, says a Humane Society back in Ohio knew who the dog was thanks to the chip. Do we have to say anything else?
Nope. Happens all the time. I mean, happens all the time.
It's really pretty. And what's it cost?
$25.
Okay.
At Aggie Lane Humane Society.
There you go. $25. And I mean, if your dog lives for, 5 years, then it's $5 a year if you want to look at it that way. Or if you get separated from your animal 7 years after the fact, it can happen.
Yep. I've read numerous stories about that. We've had that happen at the shelter. We actually had a dog that came in and we scanned it for a microchip. This is a couple of years back now. Tracked the microchip. It had been stolen out of Houston.
Oh, my.
Like 2 years prior.
Oh, goodness.
So,
goodness.
Yeah.
Well, again, you do any number of things to protect investments. If you buy a piece of electronic equipment, you may put your driver's license on it. I mean, there are any number of things that we do to protect what we own. Why not our animals?
Right. And it's so inexpensive. I mean, it's $25 and no appointment necessary. You just come by the shelter. And, we've talked about a lot of times, you should get your animal microchipped if you're traveling with your pet. You should get your animal microchipped regardless, but especially this time of year, maybe you're not traveling with your pet. You have a pet sitter or friend coming by. I know the appropriate shimmy to get in and out of the house to make sure the dogs and the cat and everybody stays. And, I'm checking all the boxes in my head. The pet sitter might be in a little more of a hurry and your friend's going in and out. And the cat scooches out on them. And the cat's like, this isn't the normal routine. Where are my people?
Where are my people? Right. Where are my key? The people who are supposed to take care of me, make my life perfect, right?
That I get to wake up every morning.
Yeah. So it is. Lots of reasons to do that. So what do you all got going on?
Well, we are grateful to everybody who came out to Sterling Subaru and adopted. We had tons of adoptions out there. We still have a handful of dogs available at the shelter. We actually had six come back from Sterling Subaru that were not adopted. And these dogs waited patiently all day long. So that's a few check boxes on their side.
Sure.
All the way from a pretty much purebred blue heeler to, you know, we've talked about the brown dogs in the shelter lately. We're not real sure what it is. We have several brown red dogs that all look exactly the same.
Oh, my.
I mean, they're not close enough in age or picked up in areas close enough to each other that we think they're, you know, related by any means, but it is. Row two at one point in time, every single dog was a brown reddish dog.
So it's Brownie Locks Day.
It is.
Today is Brownie Locks Day. Yeah, you can celebrate it.
So, you know, if that's, and a lot of these, some of these have some great toy drive, you know, want to go out and play, and they'll make somebody a great pet. So that will, you know, they're available for adoption now. We're open today and tomorrow, but we are closed on Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
We'll be reopened on Saturday. Now, come December 10th, we'll start our 12 Strays of Christmas. Hopefully, these six won't still be with us come then.
They'll be fresh faces by then, right?
However, if they are, since they will definitely be our long-term residents at that point in time, their adoptions, we will have the 12 animals that have been with us the longest available for $12 adoptions for those 12 days before Christmas.
All right, so neat stuff going on. If there was more information, what do they do?
Go to AggielandHumane.org or find us on Facebook. We have kept plenty of information up there, and actually you can see those six that are available that didn't find homes at Sterling Super.
Okay, well, we'll hope to do that then. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes,
we'll see you next
too.
Week. All right, visit with folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. News Talk 1620 WTAW, and stepping out of the Ag Breakfast, which is a great deal that they have going on right now at the Expo Center, is Royce Hickman. Thanks for doing that. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm great. It's an early morning for us, and it's good to be with you, and I appreciate you letting me sneak out and get on the air with you here. I've got a great Ag Breakfast going on today, and certainly I need to thank Capital Farm Credit Producers Cooperative and Brazos County Farm Bureau for all they're doing to make this possible. And the thing that I want to just make sure everybody remembers, we do this to thank those folks who grow and produce our food all year long.
Sure.
We have the safest, most abundant food crop in the world, and so appreciate that. Now, we, as always, have other things coming up. In a week from Thursday, on December the 3rd, we will have our business after hours for December. It'll be out at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and it'll be our normal 5:30 to 7 time, and they're going to light their Christmas tree that night, so you have a chance to be part of their Christmas festivities. And this is open to the public. There's no charge. Mm-hmm. Again, 5:30 to 7, come and go, and a great networking opportunity. Have a couple of dates in January for you to put on your calendar. We have a membership luncheon that's on Tuesday, January the 12th. That'll be at the R.C. Slocum Nutrition Center on the Texas A&M campus. And we're going to have a panel discussion on nutritional eating. So fits
perfect. It's a place to have it.
It really does. Yeah. And this is an event that's open to the public as well. And we do need a title sponsor for that still. If you're interested, please give us a call at 260-5200, and we'll be glad to get you on the air. We'll talk about you on the air. And then our Economic Outlook Conference is going to be on Wednesday, January the 27th. That'll be at the College Station Hilton from 7:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the but probably closer to 1:30 in the afternoon. That's sponsored by Wells Fargo. And our facility sponsors, the City of College Station, and we'll let you know more about that as time goes on. We do have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up a week from today. That's Tuesday, December the 1st, Fast Track Kids. That's on Highway 6 in College Station. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is HEB North Bryan. We appreciate the HEB folks and all they do for our community and for the Chamber. And I would let you know that we will be closed we're closing a little early Wednesday afternoon, about 1, because we do a family, all over the staff bring their family, and we have a chamber luncheon at the office.
Nice.
So we'll close early, and then we're closed Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. And with that, I would say to you and all your listeners, a very happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Thank you so much. You too. All right.
You bet. And thanks for giving me a chance to sneak out and talk to you.
Yes, sir. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving our insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The economy expanded at a faster pace than initially estimated over the summer as businesses stocked up on more goods. Gross domestic product, the broadest measure of goods and services produced across the economy, advanced at a 2.1% rate in the third quarter, up from the initial estimate of 1.5% growth. Dell says a security hole exists in some of its recently shipped laptops that could make it easy for hackers to access users' private data. A pre-installed program on some Dell laptops that can only be removed manually by consumers makes them vulnerable to cyber intrusions. Dell declined to say how many computers or which specific models are affected. The FDA says genetically engineered plants that have been approved for sale don't need labels, and you can be assured they're safe to eat. The FDA issued new rules about labeling GM plant foods at the same time as last week's approval of the first genetically modified animal approved for the U.S. food market, a salmon engineered to grow fast. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Come join us for a lot of football talk on the Kevin Sumlin Show tonight at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road here in College Station. You'll hear the show on this station starting at 7 o'clock. All sorts of subjects.
Like the Seattle Seahawks. You know, they will not take a corner less than 6 feet tall. And they'll give up speed for size. Because when the ball gets there, they want a guy that can make a competitive play. There's other people that they go with speed to be able to cover and be on top of a guy. Receivers have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Kevin Sumlin Show tonight on this station starting at 7, final show of the year. Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road in College Station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
When it comes to getting the right part to fix your equipment, look no further than Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Okay, guys, I know you've heard me talking about Restore MX, the ED supplement from the Activate company, and I'm sure that many of you are wondering if it really works. Okay, you know, that's a fair question, and I have got the answer. The folks at Activate tell me that virtually 97% of the men who order Restore MX reorder time after time. Now, that can only mean one thing. It works. Men are getting the results they want, or believe me, they wouldn't order another round of it. It's a non-drug, all-natural supplement that really works. Time to be your old self again? Time to be the man you used to be? Find out more at myactivate.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411, and they'll send you free information. Remember, like all Activate products, it's 100% guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. I know we have a lot of budding writers out there. Here at Little Known Facts, we hear from them all the time, and we love it. Being something of a writer myself, since, well, I write all these stories, well, I just love to hear from our listeners, even if they have caught us in a faux pas on the occasion. And one thing that's common talk whenever budding writers get together is how hard it is to get published these days. Well, I want to tell you that it was never easy. Such luminaries as T.S. Eliot had both trouble and caused people trouble. Yeah. You see, while Eliot was working for a publishing house, he was the editor who rejected George Orwell's Animal Farm. Now that was a boo-boo. And Orwell, well, he certainly wasn't alone. Nope. The book Anti-Mame, well, that was rejected 17 times before it was published. MASH, rejected 21 times. And it became a huge movie and television series, too. Even Theodore Gassel had 23 rejections by publishers before becoming one of the most successful and largest selling authors of all time. Now, one thing that was kind of interesting about Theodore is that he married a divorced woman who had two young girls. Now, they were normal children, you know, playful, active, noisy, just normal girls. But the truth is, that was too much for Ted. So much so that he went on a campaign to convince his wife to send the girls off to boarding school so that they wouldn't bother his work. All that noise and commotion the girls were making, well, it was just impossible for him to write. He did it. He talked his wife into sending the girls off to boarding school so that he wouldn't have young kids running around the house while he was trying to write. And you might know that Ted, well, he had a lot of trouble getting published too, just like a lot of other writers. By the way, does that name sound familiar to you? Well, it should. See, it's a little-known fact that Theodore Gassel convinced his wife to send her children off to boarding school so that he wouldn't have little children running around the house while he was writing his books for little children. That's right. Theodore finally did get published and became one of the greatest selling book authors of all time. Of course, you know him as Dr. Seuss.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Good morning. It's 828, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, we did get a little peek at winter. It will get here since we had that freeze yesterday. And when it does get here, you're going to need to be spending more money keeping your home comfortable if your windows aren't efficient. And that's where Intercon comes in. Local company, been doing this for a long time. People who do their work are local. I mention that because they're big box stores who have this work done, and it's done by crews that come in and do that work around here, then move on to the next town. And that's just not what you get when you deal with the folks at Intercon. Most importantly, you don't have any high pressure. A lot of people in this business try to use a high pressure tactic. This price is good if you'll sign with us today. Never going to do that at Intercon because a father and son started an owned company, and they're your neighbors. They're your friends. They want to do business with you with a good product at a fair price, and they want to treat you right. Plus the fact if you're dealing with a local company, you can do it in stages as it fits your budget. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon. Let them come out and kind of assess the situation for you so that you'll know what your problems are, what it's going to take to get them fixed. Intercon, 823-3639.
It's Christmas Eve, and at Santa's Workshop, drones are big. At least a half a million will be sold over the next 30 days. The skies will be crowded on Christmas. And now, nearly all these new drone owners will be required to register with the Federal Aviation Administration before they fly. There's been too much drone dumbness and mischief. perhaps was caused by only a few, but all drones weighing from just 8 ounces to 55 pounds will need to be registered and display an N number, just like larger aircraft. The FAA says that the goal of registration is to ensure accountability, creating a traceable link between aircraft and owner. The regulations are only a start. For now, just the names of whoever will fly and their home address. No in-depth information about the drone is necessary. It's all about who's going to be responsible. If you're a drone pilot now, or soon will be, read the 18-page regulations. You can read them right now and get all the latest tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this. No ink cartridges. Instead, Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes fully loaded and ready to print with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council is interested in improving traffic safety, especially following recent deaths of two pedestrians and a bicyclist who was struck and hospitalized last weekend.
Carl Mooney's call for a future workshop discussion received no opposition at last night's council meeting.
Trying to find a way to develop a program that would encourage students to be, and I say students, but it's others as well, to be more aware of the environment they're in as they're dealing with our streets.
Assistant City Manager and former Police Chief Jeff Camp says it's already been discussed by staff, and the subject also needs to include Texas A&M officials.
It is kind of a different environment when you're on campus. It's kind of, I guess through the years what I've seen, you kind of in a mindset where the pedestrians have the right of way on campus, mm-hmm. and then they don't distinguish that once you step off campus. And so we have seen some of those issues.
A&M Student Government Vice President for Municipal Affairs Wayne Beckerman says two senators have filed legislation calling for additional protection along University in Northgate.
I've talked to both these groups of senators who wrote the legislation. They know that the TxDOT, that is a state road. They know that this is a long process. They know that this is not something that will be fixed easily. But we are working very hard to engage the university and make sure that administration is willing to work with us before we bring something to you.
One bill would extend a barrier in the middle of university, and the other calls for lowering the speed limit. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The city of Bryan has budgeted $350,000 this year for projects related to disability access. City engineer Paul Casper on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the need is at least $80
million. Give you an idea, $4.5 million. Just for this first phase is what we identified as issues that need to go get fixed.
This afternoon, the Bryan City Council will receive recommendations from a consultant study to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act.
We'll have some examples of what's not right, what is right. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit education of what to look for. Some simple things that I don't think of going through this process is like making sure the flush valve on a toilet's on the right side. If it's not, or on the correct side,
correct.
Depends
right.
on where your ADA access right. is. It's not accessible. And so simple things like that, yeah. we may not think about make a big difference.
The consultant's report is available on the city's website as well as online at WTAW.com. Just after midnight this morning, College Station Police was called to an apartment complex on Dartmouth near Southwest Parkway for a report of a stolen vehicle. The victim told police an attacker hit her in the face several times, chased her around the car, then drove away as she ran to a nearby apartment for help. Police found the vehicle at the opposite end of the same complex. The victim said the attacker, who also stole her purse from the car, was male but could not provide additional information. She was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A Bryan man arrested 5.5 years ago for sexually assaulting a former girlfriend was on trial last week. The Brazos County District Court jury deliberated about 5 hours before telling the judge they were deadlocked. The accused, 26-year-old Nieves Perez Lucio, had been out on bond since shortly after his arrest in May 2011. Those who testified during the trial included the woman. The district attorney's office is reviewing whether Perez will be retried. A Bryan woman with five prior DWI convictions is in jail, accused of drunk driving and causing a three-vehicle crash in College Station Saturday night on Texas near Walton. Police report two people in other vehicles were taken to the hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries, including a woman who was 8 months pregnant. According to the arrest report, an SUV driven by 53-year-old Mary McGeehee rear-ended a car with enough force the trunk was crumpled to almost where the back seat should have been. According to the arrest report, over the past 25 years, McGeehee has three prior DWI convictions in Texas and two in Florida. College Station police report five parked vehicles were hit Saturday during the midnight hour near Harvey Mitchell and Southwood. According to the arrest report, officers who found the suspect's car nearby were approached by a woman who said her boyfriend admitted to the hit and runs while driving under the influence. 31-year-old Derek Weber was taken to the hospital to be treated for a gash to his head. Then he was arrested for DWI and striking an unattended car, a truck, and three SUVs. Three recent vehicle burglaries in College Station where forced entry was made and firearms were taken have led to reminders to reduce your chances of being a victim. Lieutenant Steve Brock says if you're going to be out of your vehicle for any length of time, get the guns and any other valuables out of plain sight.
Sometimes our hands are tied and we end up stopping and don't have that luxury of being able to remove a weapon, a firearm, handgun, or long rifle out of the vehicle. But if they're out running errands and those things, we would just hope that they would lock it in the trunk. If that's not available, it certainly needs to be hidden and locked in the vehicle. And make sure that they remove all signs that there might be a firearm in there.
Brock also suggests hiding or taking out of the vehicle firearm accessories like ammo boxes and even earplugs. U.S. Army officials say four people have died in a helicopter crash at Fort Hood. The Fort Hood Public Affairs Office says a UH-60 helicopter aircraft carrying four crew members crashed yesterday. Officials say the crew was assigned to Division West, 1st Army, and were on a routine training mission at the time of the crash. The Salvation Army is celebrating 125 years of the Red Kettle this year. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says they're still looking for volunteer bell ringers because some are paid.
Last year we had to pay about 80% of our folks to ring the bell, and that money that we could go to help those in need here in the community, we were paying in salary. So anytime that we can get volunteers in there, then we can take that and put it right back in the community.
Walker says volunteer shifts are a minimum of 2 hours long, and they start between 10 a.m. and go to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. If you're interested, contact the Salvation Army at 361-0618. A special musical tribute will be played today during the funeral for John Hardin Hicks II. The tribute will be from 11 to 1:30, while the entire Bryan Broadcasting family of stations holds the special program in memory of John Hardin Hicks. The offices will be closed during that time. WTAW News time is 8:38. It's 53 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the Pool Guy.
Treat your staff to a unique corporate meeting experience. Messina Hoff Winery offers event planning, venues, award-winning wines, food, and more. Call Messina Hoff Winery today to see what we can do for you. 778-9463, extension 234.
839, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Increasing cloudiness for today, and the sunshine will gradually fade. Temperatures up to 65 to 70.
Looks like we're in for cloudy weather for tonight. Lows will drop down to about 60. Tomorrow, lots of clouds, breezy. Highs will be 70 to 75. Few showers are possible tomorrow night. Lows 60 to 65. Thanksgiving Day Thursday, cloudy and breezy with a few showers possible. Highs around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, here you go, Patrick. Here's your Geekazoid story for today.
Oh, man, are we already here?
Yeah, it's a little bit geeky, but stay with me. All right.
All right.
On the internet, there's a website that's called GitHub.
Oh, I know GitHub.
All right. Hosts all kinds of software that programmers want to share with each other. Project was recently shared by a programmer, and the project consisted of a bunch of software scripts that came from one of this guy's coworkers who had left the company to go to another place to work. So he said that his former coworker was the type of guy that, quote, if something, anything, requires more than 90 seconds of his time, he writes a program to automate it, end quote.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know about this guy?
No.
All right. So after this guy left for the new job, his former workers were looking through his work and discovered that the guy actually had automated all sorts of crazy things that included parts of his job, his relationships, and making coffee.
His relationships?
Yeah. The guy wrote one program that sent a text message, quote, late at work to his wife and automatically picked reasons from a preset list that he put together. There was another program. Automatically fired off an email excuse like, quote, not feeling well working from home, unquote, if he wasn't at work. And it logged into the servers at 8:45 in the morning. He called that script Hangover. The best one, in fact, may have been that he wrote a script that waits 17 seconds, then hacks into the coffee machine and orders it to start brewing a latte. The script tells the machine to wait another 24 seconds before pouring the latte into the cup because that's how long it would take him to walk from his desk to the coffee machine.
I love this guy.
Is that one called Barista?
Where is he? I mean, that's a smart person.
Now, you have to tell us the name of the repository.
I don't know.
Who did this? I mean, what? Give
the
me
guy's
a name,
name
to search for.
Oh, Nihab Abazov. N-A, love spelling on the radio, H-A-D. Then A-B-B-A-S-O-V. That's the worker, and then the former worker is the one who wrote all the scripts.
All right. I think I found it.
All right.
That's awesome.
Southwest Airlines. You hear about Southwest Airlines having to divert a flight because the passengers became unruly?
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Southwest Airlines flight from Indianapolis to L.A. diverted to Kansas City on Sunday morning because of suspicious behavior by some of the passengers. They became unruly, according to an airport spokesman. Several passengers did not follow crew instructions upon takeoff, continued to exhibit suspicious behavior in flight. The passengers were taken off the plane, questioned by law enforcement. Now, the other passengers deplaned as police dogs searched the plane as a safety measure. Did not find anything wrong. The other passengers, the good passengers, if you will, reboarded. They continued on to L.A. The three unruly passengers were questioned, but rebooked on a later flight, and nobody was arrested. So I guess they just decided to act up and act out, maybe. And obviously again, Southwest Airlines is a fun airline, but they've got federal laws that they have to follow, and if you don't do what you're supposed to, then there. Earlier this morning, we did that treadmill song. Group cycling classes have been around a long time. Now comes some workout studios that are doing group treadmill sessions. It's the new Mile High Run Club in New York City, not what you think. Opened just over a year ago and already has nearly 3,000 classes. There's been such demand that some sessions have waiting lists. While many runners hate the idea of putting mileage on a treadmill, group interval training on a treadmill is appealing because runners benefit from the class atmosphere without the worry of being too fast or too slow for the pack. Well, I can see that. Yeah, that way you could continue to talk to the person next to you no matter what, your pace. So, we'll see. For a boost in creativity in the office, hang out with a sarcastic guy.
Yes!
A study has found that sarcasm can actually boost creativity and cognitive functioning in both the user and the receiver.
Researchers from Harvard, so it must be true, assigned volunteers to take place in simulated, to take part in simulated dialogues that were either sarcastic, sincere, or neutral, then gave them tasks on creativity. Those that were involved in the sarcastic exchanges did better with those tasks. So there. Go hang out with somebody sarcastic. It's better for you. NASA, we're still relevant. So relevant, in fact, they need flag football referees.
What?
Yeah. While the NFL is halfway through its season, flag football season just getting started. In fact, next Monday, NASA's Flag Football League begins. The space agency recently advertised for $15 an hour flag football referees who would work two nights a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, starting November 30th through December the 30th, plus playoffs. The Help Wanted ad sign says refs, quote, would be a game manager and controller of the game, implementing and following NASA's flag football rules, policies, and procedures. You would also make the call on the field if the conditions were not good enough to play weather-wise. I mean, it's got a 281 number. I mean, it's Houston. Might be worth it. Want to do that. Of course, you got to drive down there, and that might be kind of a hassle. But flag football and NASA, who to put that together? Okay, now, we talked this morning about yoga and how that's not going to be allowed at the University of Ottawa anymore, even if they change the name to mindful stretching. Is that right?
Yeah, you just quit it.
Okay. When is it going to get to the point where people are offended by the term Black Friday?
I think they already have been.
Oh, are they already offended?
I don't know. I can't imagine that someone hasn't said we really shouldn't call it that.
But they continue to.
And we still call them manhole covers. What of it?
Yeah. Well, person hole sounds stupid. Okay. I mean, that's it.
So does mindful stretching, but that's not stopping people now.
And they should. They probably should call those street utility covers or something like that. I mean, that way, because that way you take the gender out of it, and it would make sense. But you know, they called it Black Friday because that's what helped a lot of businesses get back into black ink.
Do we need to have a color neutral accounting system?
Yeah. Well, of course, that too. Anyway, by the way. Besides being Black Friday, this may be the thing that you need to think about is that it's also National Flossing Day.
Aha.
Dental professionals say that the day then gives U.S. Americans a chance to start fresh with a new healthy habit.
It's a day that has everyone seeing red.
You're right. Very nice. After brushing, flossing every day is also considered to be the most important thing to do to keep your teeth healthy and your gums all right. As I say, you don't have to floss every tooth, just the ones you want to keep.
Yeah. Did I have steak this week?
Yeah. Okay. A new visual website optimizer study finds that almost one-third, about 28% of the shoppers, abandon online shopping carts simply because of shipping costs.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Well, I was looking the other day when I had some of those crackers, and there were some that were too good for me to share, as I recall. I gave you the bacon ones, which are pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that was nice of you.
The other ones are better than bacon?
They are. They're paprika, and they're outstanding. Yeah, I may bring you some if you're nice.
You owe me after today.
Yeah, really. So, you know, I looked them up, and they're not expensive. They were $1.87 a package, a sleeve, you know. But the problem is that you had to ship them from Europe, and they cost $12 to ship. Well, you know, two sleeves of crackers for $12.87? I'm not going to do that. That's crazy.
We need to find an importer.
Well, that's it. I mean, we'll have to see what we can do. So, Elizabeth Hasselbeck announced yesterday she's leaving as a co-host of Fox and Friends. Joined the Fox Morning Show after leaving The View back in 2013, reportedly told the network that she actually wanted to put her TV career on hold to spend more time raising her three kids, and she'll still be good-looking when she comes back. So, no word from Fox about a possible replacement yet. But she was pretty good, pretty good. ABC announced yesterday that they've extended their deal with Dick Clark Productions to air the Miss America competition for another 3 years in 2018. Taraji Henson and Terrence Howard, who are, of course, are the stars of Empire, are going to co-host a special Fox holiday special. Now, they're both black, but it's called White Hot Christmas. Can you do that? Isn't that going to get
Are
people?
Are you just trying?
No, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's what, I mean, you know.
Things to do on Scott's List. Really? Ruffle feathers. Check.
TV Line reports the show will feature performances by Mary J. Blige, John Legend, and Jamie Foxx, along with additional surprise guests. So that'll be coming up. It'll be Wednesday, December the 9th. Mark your calendars or, you know, put it in your TiVo.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25-horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normandytractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
8:51. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, Patrick, Kevin mentioned this a little while ago, and we want to always remind you, our Christmas Angels is underway. An opportunity for you to stop by either of the Blue Bakers, the one on University, the one on Dominic. Pick up a paper angel that's on the tree that has a kiddo's name on it and what they would like to have for Christmas. It's their Christmas wish. And you get that present, wrap it up, then bring it back to either of the Blue Bakers. December the 11th is the deadline for that. We want to talk to you just for a minute about how we choose these kiddos, because we work very, very hard to make sure they are not on any other lists anyplace, and there are no duplicates on this list. This is your chance, because this kiddo will not have a present if you don't do something like that for him. So pick up an angel. You can pick up more than one if you want. If you want to collect a handful and take them to your office, all that stuff works as well. And it's so the deadline to get them back to us is on December the 11th.
Yeah, there is a lot of vetting.
Yes, yeah, we do. We work pretty hard on that. And I don't know how many we got. We'll ask Mr. Downs maybe tomorrow, but there's a bunch. I don't know what the number is this year. National Weather Service says an instrument that fell from the sky onto Philadelphia weighed about a pound and had been launched in a weather balloon 165 miles away. The instrument, called a radio sonde, took off on Saturday from the agency's office in Sterling, Virginia. High winds carried it to Philadelphia. A bomb squad responded when it fell from the sky in northeastern Philadelphia and struck a vehicle. Maine's top health official said yesterday that they are proposing a ban on the purchase of soda and candy under the federal program known as food stamps. You can't do that. That will bring a lawsuit. You can't dictate what people are going to use their food stamps for as long as it's a consumable. Say, they said, get this, they are hoping to counter an alarming epidemic of obesity among the state's poor. So here's the thing. Here's the group. And the common thing that they have is that they're poor and they're obese. So which side of that equation should we attack? Should we attack the obese side, or should we attack the poor side? Maybe if we just give them more money, they won't be obese. What do you think? How you doing, Kevin? Poking that stick in there, buddy. Just poking that stick in there. Anyway.
I'm about to lose my mind.
U.S. Department of Agriculture must approve any change in the rules related to the federal supplement SNAP. I'm not going to do the whole thing. A 2012 study from the University of Maine researcher put the annual medical cost of obesity in Maine at Okay, sure. $452.7 million. That's fine. You put 173 gazillion. It doesn't matter. Just saying. So you got the beard thing going because it's November, right?
No Shave November, yes. That's not why.
Glitter. Glitter beards is a thing now.
Good
glitter
Lord,
beards. That's
I
right.
Saw this.
Dipping your facial hair into all kinds of glitter.
No, sir.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
All right. You get a chance to change your mind later if you want to. I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
All right. Okay.
I am not that guy.
Okay. Past studies suggest that messing with your natural sleep rhythm can have adverse effects on your health. New study suggests that greatly altering your sleep schedule on the weekend can have a similar effect. University of Pittsburgh did a study. They observed 450 men and women for an entire week. Nearly 85% of the participants slept later on the weekends, slept in a little bit. For those participants, researchers found that the larger the gap in sleep timing between weekdays and weekend days, the higher the risk they had for having lower HDL, that's the good cholesterol, higher triglycerides, higher insulin resistance, and higher body mass index, BMI. So, in other words, keep your routine the same. That and dip your beard in glitter.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and the very best time to get a great Chevy deal is now. November is Black Friday all month long, which means that we're giving you even more discounts on our already low everyday prices. Why would we do that? Because we challenge ourselves to give you the best deals in the Brazos Valley. Not just one day, but every day. Come in and see our amazing prices and selection for yourself, or shop us online. We have the best internet pricing, hands down. It's Black Friday all month long at Tom Light Chevrolet, so don't wait to get your deal. You just might miss out on your new Chevy. See why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till this Minions thing, this works. I mean, they do good work.
A little bit goes a long way, but yes, you're right.
The Minions, well, again, the movies aren't that long, and they do a cute little story. Anyhow, so the Minions movie comes out on DVD and Blu-ray next month. Imagine that, right before, I don't know, a holiday maybe late in the year. Anyway, to celebrate and promote it, fans are being treated to a Minion mini-movie. The short film is called The Competition, features two of the little Minions playing a game of wastebasket basketball that quickly escalates into a boxing match and far beyond. So catch that today if you get a chance. By the way, worldwide, $1.08 billion is what the Minions have done.
Holy cow.
Not as big as Frozen, but pretty dang big. New Yorkers boarding buses and subway trains surprised with the wall of Axis of Evil propaganda yesterday, courtesy of Amazon.com. This guy is so fired. The e-commerce giant promoting a new show, Man in the High Castle. This is an alternative history period piece that takes place in an America ruled by Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan.
Oh.
Now, by blanketing the symbols of the two fascist governments across the buses, subway trains, and online ads, the campaign prominently features an emblem that resembles the Iron Cross with an American flag as well. And a variation of the Rising Sun flag from the World War II Japanese Empire. Now, again, maybe interesting. I mean, you may want to back up and watch that, but I don't know that that's how you promote it. And actor John Malkovich, he's a little strange.
But in a great way.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
To our benefit.
And director Robert Rodriguez have teamed up to make a movie that won't be released until 2115. It's a promotion for luxury brand Louis VIII Cognac, which is aged 100 years. Louis VIII is sending out 1,000 tickets to people whose descendants will be able to see a screening of the movie 100 years from now.
Oh, my gosh. We'll still be going to movies then.
Yeah, really.
It'll be piped directly into your brain.
Two tourists driving in Norway's Arctic region had to be rescued by dog sled after the GPS sent them down a road that's been closed since 1965.
Oops.
What's wrong with that?
Recalculating.
Yes, you're.
There is a faster way.
1904, fullback Sam McAllister was literally thrown for a touchdown as Tennessee won over Alabama. Handles were on the side of his belt. His teammates literally threw him over the line for a touchdown. Can't do that anymore.
No.
AOL bought Netscape. Huh, aren't those two quaint little companies? And a part-time British inventor suffered whiplash when a squirrel landed on his head while he was testing a bird feeder hat. WTAW.